The Baudelaires looked at one another. What they were waiting for, of course, was Genghis revealing what he was really up to with the paint, the brush, and the ridiculous special orphan running exercises. But in the meantime, they figured they'd better do as Genghis said. Painting a big, luminous circle on the lawn didn't seem to be particularly dangerous, so Violet picked up a paint can, and Klaus dipped the brush into the paint and began making a big circle. For the moment, Sunny was something of a fifth wheel, a phrase which means not in a position to do anything particularly helpful. But she crawled alongside her siblings, offering moral support.
"Bigger!"
Genghis called out in the dark.
"Wider!"
The Baudelaires followed his instructions and made the circle bigger and wider, walking farther away from Genghis and leaving a glowing trail of paint. They looked out into the gloom of the evening, wondering where the Quagmire triplets were hiding, or if, indeed, they had managed to sneak out of the recital at all. But the sun was down now, and the only thing the orphans could see was the bright circle of light they were painting on the lawn, and the dim figure of Genghis, his white turban looking like a floating skull in the night.
"Bigger! Wider! All right, that's big and wide enough. Finish the circle where I am standing. Hurry up!"
"What do you think we're really doing?" Violet whispered to her brother. "I don't know," Klaus said. "I've only read 3 or 4 books on paint. I know that paint can sometimes be poisonous or cause birth defects. But Genghis isn't making us eat the circle, and you're not pregnant, of course, so I can't imagine." Sunny wanted to add, "Gargaba!" Which meant, maybe the luminous paint is serving as some sort of glowing signal. But the Baudelaires had come full circle and were too close to Genghis to do any more talking.
"I suppose that will do, orphans,"
Genghis said, snatching the brush and the can of paint out of their hands.
"Now, take your marks, and when I blow my whistle, begin running around the circle you've made until I tell you to stop."
"What?" Violet said. As I'm sure you know, there are 2 types of what in the world. The first type simply means, "Excuse me, I didn't hear you. Could you please repeat yourself?" The second type is a little trickier. It means something more along the lines of, "Excuse me, I did hear you, but I can't believe that's really what you meant." And the second type is obviously the type Violet was using at this moment. She was standing right next to Genghis, so she'd obviously heard what had come out of the smelly mouth of this miserable man. But she couldn't believe that Genghis was simply going to make them run laps. He was such a sneaky and revolting person that the eldest Baudelaire simply could not accept that his scheme was only as evil as the average gym class.
"What?"
Genghis repeated in a mocking way. He had obviously taken a page out of Nero's book, a phrase which here means learned how to repeat things in a mocking way in order to make fun of children.
"I know you heard me, little orphan girl. You're standing right next to me. Now take your marks, all of you, and begin running as soon as I blow my whistle."
"But Sunny is a baby," Klaus protested. "She can't really run, at least not professionally."
"Then she may crawl as fast as she can," Genghis replied. "Now, on your marks, get set, go!"
Genghis blew his whistle, and the Baudelaire orphans began to run, pacing themselves so they could run together, even though they had different-sized legs. They finished one lap, and then another, and then another, and another, and then 5 more, and then another, and then 7 more, and then another, and then 3 more, and then 2 more, and then another, and then another, and then 6 more, and then they lost track. Coach Genghis kept blowing his whistle and occasionally shouted tedious and unhelpful things like,
"Keep running!"
Or,
"Another lap!"
The children looked down at the luminous circle so they could stay in a circle, and the children looked over at Genghis as he grew fainter and then clearer as they finished a lap, and the children looked out into the darkness to see if they could catch a glimpse of the Quagmires. The Baudelaires also looked at one another from time to time, but they didn't speak, not even when they were far enough away from Genghis that he could not overhear. One reason they did not speak was to conserve energy, because although the Baudelaires were in reasonably good shape, they had not run so many laps in their lives, and before too long they were breathing too hard to really discuss anything. But the other reason they did not speak was that Violet had already spoken for them when she had asked the second type of what. Coach Genghis kept blowing his whistle, and the children kept running it round and around the track, and echoing in each of their minds was this second, trickier type of question. The three siblings had heard Coach Genghis, but they couldn't believe that S-O-R-E was the extent of his evil plan. The Baudelaire orphans kept running around the glowing circle until the first rays of sunrise began to reflect on the jewel in Genghis's turban, and all they could think was, what? What? What?